Washington beekeepers, faced with sudden and puzzling losses of entire colonies of the little pollinators, have asked state officials to modify their unrestricted warfare against noxious weeds. That's because some varieties of the voracious weeds are also pollen and nectar-rich, prime foraging plants for bees. Yellow star thistle is one example of an invasive plant marked for eradication by the state. It outcompetes native grasses and wildflowers, and its spiny flower head can actually injure livestock. Trouble is, bees love the flowers, from which they make great honey. The central idea of a bill which has passed the House and now awaits hearings in the Senate is to replace noxious weeds on state land with non-invasive, pollinator-friendly native plants that can bloom from spring to fall. The measure asks the Weed Board to evaluate the advantages of replacing pollen-rich noxious weeds with native forage plants that can still support honeybee colonies. If the bill survives scrutiny in the Senate, lawmakers expect a report on the pilot project by next fall. I'm Tom Bacon.